Center Check, KA2 TXJ.
KXJ, this is November 0, Tango Romeo. N0TR, and your signal is perfect today. Full quieting, sir.
Doing KA2 TXJ. Jim here.
Yeah, I thought I heard somebody calling for a radio check on there.
Oh, sorry. I was dozing off over at the table drinking a cup of coffee and watching one of these newer shows, Pat Masterson. Sorry I interrupted.
No problem. Pat Masterson, wow. That must be on MeTV.
That's exactly what's on, and they're advertising for the Long Ranger, but I outgrowed that one. I'm 77 now.
I guess you have to outgrow it sometime. How you been?
Well, same old, same old. You get that rare disease, HEE, and it catches up with you.
Better than the alternative. I heard your wife was having some surgery recently. Did that go okay?
Man, she had to take 6 Tylenol all together. And she's got a brand new hip socket and ball, and she's just doing great. She's been out shopping with me today and went to Aldi's, and she's walked through Sam's and Costco's and Walmart, and she just had that December 18th.
Wow, that's great. Boy, she's really giving that new hip a workout. Well, I'm glad that worked out okay. It's could be a tough surgery.
My friend John up north really had a hard time with his, so we're very thankful that hers worked out good. It was Dr. Shirley down at Prisma, and we just can't say enough about him. It's just worked out great. She went in yesterday and had it checked, and he said, perfect, I'll see you back in a year.
Well, it's good to hear a good report now and then. Something that works out right, and found a good doctor, so it's important to have a lot of faith in your doctor.
You know, he had 5 stars when we looked him up on the internet, and I believe there's a good reason for that. Now I got to have surgery here in the next month or so, and I got a shunt in there from my left kidney down to my bladder, and they got to go in, and if the kidney stones are over 1.23 inches, and mine's about 1.25 inches, and then there's a lot of small ones. I've never had one before, but they go in through the back in another surgical procedure rather than the normal way and break it up with a laser and get it out of there somehow. I'm looking forward to getting it done and getting it over with.
Will that be a one-day stay thing, or are you going to have to be in the hospital for a couple days?
I think it's outpatient. I'm hoping so.
Boy, that's a very big kidney stone.
I had a gallbladder stone just about that big when they took it out. I still got it, and they took that out back in the 80s. That's been a couple years ago. And I was looking through some of my stuff downstairs, and there it was in an envelope.
Keychain out of it.
Raw. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, actually.
The surgery, I can't pronounce it right. It's a colioestomy or something like that. And that's what makes it is cholesterol.
I didn't know that. Did they do the one day, were you able to use the one-day stay thing with that, or do you have to have the traditional surgery where they put a big cut?
With scopes, but they left me bleeding inside, and the next day I had to have a cut from way down below my belly button all the way up and go in there and stop the bleeding. So I think I was in the hospital 3 or 4 days.
Well, that's, they do the laparoscopic stuff mostly, but I guess when it doesn't work out, they have to go back the old traditional way, and that used to be really, really big surgery.
Yeah, a year ago, down here at Prisma, and she was out the next day, and they did it with scopes, and it just worked out great. Well, I had to rush her to the emergency room one night, and I knew what it was. She's got a very high threshold of pain. When I asked her what it she said, my stomach's upset. And we were down in the basement watching TV, and I said, well, what's your pain level? And that was after I gave her a couple of, Pepto-Bismol tablets. And she said, it's about an 8. I said, get in the car, you're going to the hospital. Because where it was hurting her at is under the right rib cage, and that's right where it's at. Almost everyone in our families had their gallbladder out, but Bernice, of course, is from the other side of the family, and no relation there, you might say. And so that was very surprising, but now she's joined the crowd.
Yeah, a lot of people end up losing that thing at some point in their life. My wife did, too. Luckily, they were able to do it laparoscopically, and geez, that's got to be 10 years ago. Well, I'm just about destinated here, Tom, so let me sign for now, and I'll be clear on your final, KA2TXJ.
Well, it's nice to hear you this afternoon, and kept me from dozing off, and I just had a cup of coffee, and we went to Lidl's and got some apple turnovers, had one of those, and I don't know what she has planned for dinner. I went out and got the eggs, too, there a little while ago. That breeze is cold. It's 6 to 14 from the west. But I got 48 degrees, and it says it feels like 40. And I'm just thankful to see it above freezing. Have a great day, and this is NZero Tierra Clear.